So with that, we invite our guest speaker for tonight, Sayyid Amir Bahbahani, who hails from Canada. He is going to be speaking to us tonight about Mab'ath, a fine example to follow. We humbly invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan, salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaih, fi hadhihi as-sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'ah. وليا حافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك توءا وتمتئه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين صلوات بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي واغفر ذنوبنا كلها بحرمة محمد وآل محمد السلام عليكم جميعا my brothers and sisters. First of all, this morning was the commemoration of martyrdom of Imam Kazim alayhi salam. Condolences to you all and to Imam Zaman ajallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif, and also congratulations for the Eid of Mab'ath, which you could see in the Mafatih Janan. It says a riwayah from Imam Jawad alayhi salam that this night, as it says, behtar az on as ki aftab but on mitabat, anything in the whole world compared to the value of this night, it's not comparable. And also it says that any amal, any worship deed that you do, it's 60 times more of its value during this night. So just to let you know that tonight, amal is not a very hard deed to do. Is not a very hard amal to do, and it's in natural in its Mafatih Jinan. You could find it under the amal of the Laylatul Mab'ath, the Shabi Mab'ath, which there is a 12 rak'ah, which becomes 6 of 2 rak'ah. 12 rak'ah of salat. In each salat, you recite Surah Fatiha. And then you recite one of the small surah, anything that you want. And then after salat, you recite 7 times Mu'izzatain. Mu'izzatain means the 2 surah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ وَقُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. And also, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدًا قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, each 7 times. And then surah قَدْرِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ. And then Ayatul Kursi, each 7 times. And then there's a dua you recite. And it says after this salat, you do your hajat, you ask her for your dua, you do ask for your hajat, and inshallah will be answered. And inshallah, it is very emphasized for having basically this night to put time for during this night to have reciting Quran, to have some, you know, dua and basically spiritual deeds, and kind of start talking with your Lord, and also inshallah have also your tawassul towards the Prophet and Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. Salawat. So in the beginning of my lecture, I want to start with this verse of Quran, verse 39 of Surah Maryam, and I will finish with this verse also, because it's a very important surah, it's a very important ayah for us about the topic that I want to cover tonight. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون. And warn them, O Muhammad, صلوات. اللهم صل على محمد. Of the day of regret, when the matter will be concluded and yet they are in a state of heedlessness and they do not believe. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So I know there's a scholars and my brothers that they study in Hosa, that they know the subject about revelation, the subject about the wahy. We have two type of wahy. We have two type of revelation that most of the scholar they accept this, that there's two way that the Quran was sent to Prophet salawatullah alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. One is wahy tadriji, so gradual revelation. That, and the other one is a sudden and entire revelation. That means the wahy daf'i. So the daf'i revelation, the wahy daf'i, is that revelation that the whole Quran was revealed to the Prophet's heart in the night, in the Laylatul Qadr, as a form of intuition. And the wahy of tadriji, or gradual revelation, was a sort of verses, or in some cases the whole surah was revealed to Prophet when it was an event happening that was appropriate to clarification of those verses or that surah. One of the parts of Quran that explain this clearly is the three ayah from 16 to 19 surah Qiyamah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan al-rajim. It says to Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تُحَرَّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكْ لِتَجْعَلَ بِهِ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَةٌ وَقُرْآنَهُ فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ. Move your tongue with it, O Muhammad, move not your tongue with it to hasten with recitation of the Quran. Indeed, upon us it is, indeed upon us is its collection in your heart and to make possible its recitation. So when we have recited it through Jibreel, then follow its recitation. Then upon us is its clarification to you. So in this three verses explain that yes, you know the whole Quran, we have revealed the whole Quran in your heart, the collection of the Quran, it is in your heart, but do not hasten to say it until the angel, that means the revelation of tadriji, comes to you by the angel Gabriel, and the moment of clarification of the verse happens. So indeed, the gradual process of revelation of Quran was also for tabyeen, was for clarification and educational purpose, which helps us to understand the verses more clearly and also help the people in the time of Prophet to understand the verses more clearly, which shows the tabligh perspective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla, takes into consideration for sending down his message of guidance. And this is also, this tadriji revelation is also among many causes that shows the aspect of this book to be a miracle, and also it's a cause to protect its content, the revelation of tadriji. So mab'as, and the subject of mab'as, it is also important to look what kind of ayah was first revealed to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which you know, you have probably heard it so many times. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, خالق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأعرم أكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. These are the first verses that was revealed to our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the mab'as of the Prophet started with these verses. So the translation of these verses is that recite in the name of your Lord who created man from a clinging substance. Recite, and your Lord is the most generous, who taught by the pen, taught man that which he knew not. One of the interesting points that can be derived from these first verses of the Holy Quran that was revealed to our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the importance of knowledge and literacy. Where Allah clarifies that the knowledge that man needs has been taught to him by Allah Azza wa Jalla. While we are reciting the dua after Salat al-Zuhr, what we say, that Allah help me and protect me from the ilm that is la yanfa, help me from the knowledge that is not benefiting me. So we're not talking about the knowledge that is not benefiting human being. These kind of knowledge that Allah is talking about that is taught human is the knowledge that human needs for basically understanding the truth, following the truth. So this concept, so just be attentive to what I say. These are all the introduction where I want to get, and it's important to understand every point that I say, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped me to deliver a speech as clear as possible with the salawat ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. So this concept, it gets us to the main subject that I want to open tonight, and that is the word mab'as, or the word bi'asa. In Arabic, the word bi'asa, it means to be appointed, to be chosen, to be sent for a specific mission. It's been used in, I was looking at different narrations, it's been used, for example, that you probably heard that letter that Imam Hussein alayhi salam wrote when he was sending Ibn Aqil to Kufa. It says, بعثت يا أبعث ابن أمي ثقتي ل in order to send become my representative in Kufa. So this word, and also it was used in the narration about Imam Ali that Prophet يبعث Imam Ali لأمر كذا وكذا. That means Imam Ali was appointed by Prophet to do something. I don't want to open this stories, but I want to make you understand that the word bi'asa, there is a meaning to it in Arabic, and that means to be appointed for a mission, to be chosen, right? So it's not only unique to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, the bi'asa and the mab'as, when we talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is in its highest form as a perfect human being that was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the last prophet and the last messenger of Allah, which complete and perfection the deen and the religion of Allah. But when it comes to its general meaning, it could be applied to every single person and human being. The same way that every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a purpose for being created. Every creation of all wise, all known, all knowing, almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not being created in vain. It is created for a mission, a purpose. Same thing, every human being has been created for a purpose and a mission which he needs to accomplish. One of the reasons that we celebrating Mab'as, or we try to always remember our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ahl Bayt alayhim assalam by celebrating and commemorating their happy times and their sad times and the sad moments of their life, is because there are the finest example for us. We want to learn, we want to take the footstep towards the path that they have put in our way. In order to elevate ourselves as a human being to a point of perfection comparing to our capacity, you know. So every human being needs to remember and learn what these people had taught, what the school of Ahl Bayt taught us, in order to find the path of truth. Especially us, the Shia, right? The followers. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. Right? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the Messenger of Allah, you have a fine example for he who hopes for Allah. And the last day, the day of judgment, and remembers Allah abundantly. And there is another part in Quran that the same thing is mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say also about someone else and his followers to be Uswatul Hasana. Who? Hazrat Ibrahim. In Surah Al-Mumtahina, he says, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ. But doesn't finish here, the ayah, right? The ayah is long. I want to explain this because it says the reason why these people are the uswa of Hasana, why these people are the perfect example, the finest example you could follow. So, في إبراهيم والذين معه, and the people that they are following Ibrahim. Who follows Ibrahim? Ooh, many people, right? So, this is like a tabligh perspective that Allah took into consideration, that talk about Ibrahim also, because there's a lot of people are following Ibrahim as the religious people that we have even today. So, who are these people that Allah says that they are the perfect example? So Allah describes himself in the rest of this verse. Verse number 4 of Surah Al-Mumtahana. إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَاءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبَدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. These people, they became a finest example for human being because when they say to their people, indeed we are disassociated from you and from whatever you worship other than Allah. So they disassociated themselves from kuffar. And then they say to them, to the kuffar, كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. We have denied you, and there has appeared between us and you animosity, enmity, and hatred forever until you believe in Allah alone. So my brothers and sisters, what I have with me as a book today, tonight, is a tafsir of Surah Mumtahana by our beloved leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Hafizahullah. Imam Khamenei explained, you know, usually when you want to do the tafsir, when you want to do the interpretation of Quran, you look the siyaq, you look the context, you look the ayah before, you look the ayah after, you make a good tafsir in this way. So, Imam Khamenei, Hafizahullah, says that Allah in the first three ayah talks about what? The first ayah starts like this, my brothers and sisters. Surah Al-Mumtahina, verse number 1. It starts like this. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء. O believers, do not take my enemy and your enemy as your friend. And it gets to ayah number 4, and he says, Ibrahim and his father are uswatul hasana, because what? Because they disassociated themselves from the kuffar. So, Imam Khamenei, I'm going to read this couple of lines when he's where about this verse that we are talking about. He says, بعد از آن که اصل کلی لزوم صفبندی میان مؤمنان و کفار در آیات قبل مشخص شد. So in the previous 3 ayah, it was clarified that they must be basically dissociation of مؤمنین from کفار. و معلوم شد که مؤمنین حق ندارند با کسانی که به اندیشه آنان کافرند و راه و روش و خط آنها را نفی می کنند و دشمن آنان هستند پیوند دوستی و مودت و همکاری ببندند. So it was clarified in the previous ayah that you should not be friend, you should not basically have relation with any of those kuffar. این مطلب از یک نکته خاصی یعنی در زمان پیغمبر اتفاق افتاد به خاطر یه اتفاقی. ببینین این نکته, this is very important. امام خامنه‌ای says و سپس به یک اصل کلی تبدیل شد. To became what? A foundation rule for Islam. It's not like in the time of Prophet. Uswatun hasana. This is the meaning of Uswatu Hasana. Is that this kind of attitude that I'm describing is not only masalan for the mu'mineen in the time of Prophet. No, Uswatu Hasana. This kind of attitude is an example for all mu'mineen throughout history. So, and what is interesting, this is the only attribute that Allah describes them with. So the only and the most important attribute of someone that became the finest example of all humans is what? To bara'a, to disassociate themselves from kuffar. That's, and this is what Allah says, nothing else, no other attributes. And right away, the end of ayah, these people, Allah says that these people start doing dua. My brothers and sisters, dua is something that shows you what and how the infallible, the awliyaullah, they were thinking. What was their state of mind? What was the mindset that they had? How their hearts was? And when you recite dua, you have to get closer and closer to that mindset. So, Allahumma la'ana wa la zalim al-zalama ka Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa akhra tabi'in lahu ala zalik. I'm reciting this in Ziyarat wa Ashura, right? But do I apply it? Do I implement it in my life? Am I disassociating myself with whoever oppressing Muhammad and his ummah? Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. It is very important to see these things in the dua when we recite. You cannot come in the front of all known, all wise, and start having a strategy, putting up a strategy in order to get your goal, a kind of makarullah, a kind of thing that you are playing with Allah. Oh, I'm going to recite this dua and I'm going to get my car and my house and my comfort in life. No, it's not working like that. When you recite the dua, it means how you are sincere about what you're reciting. It means that you are in the front of the all known. He knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's happening in our hearts. So we have to be attentive about what we recite in dua. Look at this. So these people, follower of Ibrahim, alayhi wa ala nabiyyina alayhi salam, he says what? Rabban a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. The Quran says, like the continuation of that verse, number 4 and 5 of Surah Al-Mumtahina. So they come and say, Rabbana alayka tawakkalna wa alayka anabna wa alayka al-masir. So these people set of mind is that they only rely on Allah Azza wa Jalla. And they're thinking about the return to Allah. What is the translation of this verse? It says, O Lord, in you we have put our trust, in you we rely on, to you we return, and to you is the arrival. So they are thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're thinking that everything is from Allah. Rizq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that I'm going to be happy with... This is the context. I'm talking about the siyaq. The siyaq is that... Because you're going to see the next dua. What is the next dua? The siyaq is that these mu'mineen, of followers of Ibrahim, they decided to disassociate themselves from the disbeliever of their time. And they do dua. What they do dua for? They do dua that, Ya Allah, by this act that we do, we only rely on you. You help us. Maybe they have the technology. Maybe they have the money. Maybe they have all these things, the comfort of this life, this dunya. But Ya Allah, I'm relying on you. I'm disassociating with these guys. And look at the next dua. Rabbana, la taj'alna fitnatan lilladhina kafaru waghfir lana rabbana. Ya Allah, this is very important dua. Who are these people, my brother and sister? These people are that Allah Azza wa Jalla in Quran says they are the finest example for you. What is the dua of the finest example for us? It says this, Ya Allah, O Lord, do not make us a temptation for the unbelievers. Ya Allah, help us to not have any temptation towards this kuffar. And then says, Waghfir lana Rabbana, forgive us from our sins. Innaka antal azizul hakim. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Again, our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizing the next ayah. So this was what I recited to you. The ayah number 4, it starts saying that Ibrahim and his followers are the Uswatul Hasana. And they says the reason. And then says the dua that they were doing. The next verse, number 5, says another dua. The verse number 6, it says what? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Again, emphasize on that. That these people are the finest example for you. For who? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Those that they have hope for Allah and the last day. Whoever turns away, indeed, Allah is the rich and the praise. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ. Whoever denies this, whoever turns away, فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Allah doesn't need us. Allah doesn't need me, you. So indeed, my brothers and sisters, who is better than our beloved Prophet and Ahlul Bayt as a finest example? So, in order to follow them and take footstep in the path of Ahlul Bayt, in the path of truth, we need to, and this is what? This is for reaching the eternal salvation. As Allama Tabaltawai, استادها میگن ما اینو شنیدیم از اساتید میگن که هر وقت در درسش بود علامه طباطبایی یک چیزو همیشه تکرار میکرد میگفت حالا من فارسی میگم چون ترنسلیشنش و انگلیسی شاید اون حق و مطلب رو ادا نکنه میگفت علامه طباطبایی همیشه میگفت ما ابد در پیش داریم یهو مثلا وسط درس وای میستادی استاپینگ این فرانت اف هیز تدریس and he was saying ما ابد در پیش داریم آقایون think about it there is eternal life waiting for us. Don't forget it. Eternal life waiting for us. Don't forget it. So this is the tools that we have to follow the finest examples, Ahl Bayt, Prophet, in order to what? To reach the eternal salvation, in order to be among the ones who have been bestowed Allah's favor. Which we are saying that every day in Salat, right? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Ya Allah, only we worship you. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only I'm asking help to you. For what? إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. In order to guide me to the right path. What is the right path? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The right path is the right that path that of the people that Allah's favor was bestowed on upon them. So someone comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, salawat. The night is the night of salawat, my brothers and sisters. So inshallah, recite the loudest salawat ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, the interpretation of who are the an'amta alayhim, who are the people that Allah bestowed upon them his favor, is this, the verse 69 of, I believe, Surah Maryam. I didn't write it down. وَمَنْ يُطِعَ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. So whoever followed and is obedient towards Allah and Rasul, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. So that person is among those people that Allah bestowed upon favor upon them. And it says what? Who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named them. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Nabiyin, right? وَالصِّدِّقِينَ, the sincere ones. وَالشُّهَدَىٰ, the martyrs. وَالصَّالِحِينَ, the righteous people. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ Rafiqa, these people are the best companions. There is other message in this ayah, right? Many messages. I'm just focusing on mine, you know. Best people that you could find as your friend in this dunya is this kind of people. This is what it says, basically. There's many other things that we could derive from this ayah. I don't want to go further. But indeed, like Rasulullah, this is my point, my brothers and sisters. Indeed, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the finest example for us, we have also a mab'as. Every one of us, we have a mab'as. What is a mab'as? I said in the beginning, to be pointed out for a specific mission, to be chosen, to be sent for a specific mission. And what is this mission? How we can understand what is this mission? Right? So we have a mab'as. How we can understand what is this mission? I could tell you that the mission of yours, it's kind of came to you similarly to that it came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a perfect human, was someone in the highest degree, highest level than comparing to us. So I know if you look back into your life, you have somewhere experienced a sudden and entire revelation. And if you follow that path, that sudden understanding, that sudden light that it came in your heart, it continued with that gradual and continuous signs that Allah brings to you in order to be guided. And I'm going to clarify what I'm saying by giving you example. So it is clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide its servants with obvious signs. And what is these signs? is the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them. The blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to each one of us is the signs that what kind of mission and what we are being mab'as, we are being basically appointed for. So when you are grateful and you show gratitude towards that blessing, basically you are paving the ground for the next sign, for the next blessings. And you know many hadiths, when you are grateful for a blessing, the next blessing will come. So when the blessings comes, it has a couple of effects. Blessing comes, it gives tranquility and calmness to the hearts of mu'min. Make him to become resistant in the path of truth. Give him more courage in order to take the next step. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansurullaha yansurkum, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. So, indeed we all have love towards our beloved Prophet. Indeed, we all have love towards Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. But do you know that this is the most valued blessing that we have? This is a sign, my brothers and sisters. So many people around the world, they are studying, they have multi-degree from universities. They are the top teachers. They are working in the top companies, making millions. But compared to you, they're still in darkness. The blessing that we have, and this is a sign. What is a sign? The sign of your mission. What is the mission? I'll explain. You have more blessing that you don't see, maybe. Furthermore, another blessing that you have is that not only you are the lovers of Ahlul Bayt and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but you have decided to migrate and endure all the struggles, all the hardship to come to the city of the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. This is a huge blessing. So many people that they do have the love of Ahlul Bayt, they're dreaming to be at your place, to live in this city. But there's doubts in their heart. Some worldly attachments, some worries that prevent them to come and migrate. The next blessing that you have the love of Ahlul Bayt, you are in the city of Qom. You also live in the era that there is Islamic Shia government in this country. There is a system of Wilayat al-Faqih in this country, and you are present here. The next blessing that you have, my brothers and sisters, is that not only you have the love of Ahlul Bayt, you are in the city of Qom. You are in that era of existence of a system of Wilayat al-Faqih, but you, my brother, sister, you have the love towards the Wali of the time, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Hafizahullah. Salawat. So what these signs conclude? What is your mission? As I told you, the mission is clarified by blessings. So far you came. So far you've been blessed. How far? Did you ever thought about it? I'm continuing to finish because my brother's giving me a sign that there's too much, the time is finished. So I'm just jumping in conclusion a little bit more faster. My brothers and sisters, what is this blessing that you have? These blessings is the result of the endurance and struggles that all the prophets went through. All the followers of the prophets before went through. I don't want to open the ayah and the hadith. You know. Our beloved prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Endure. The imams went through, especially Imam Musa al-Kazim, that this morning was his commemoration of his shahada. How many times, how many years he was in prison. They say when they brought Imam's body to that bridge, nobody recognized Imam's body. Why? And to this day, what kind of trouble Imam Khomeini went through? What kind of troubles the Shahada of Inqilab went through? What kind of troubles and sacrifice the Shahada of 8 years of war, holy war went through? Mudafi'in Haram went through? How many of wives they got, they became widows, they lost their husband? How many children they lost their fathers? How many mothers they lost their sons? Why? So that you are here today and you could listen to the kalam of Rahbar. Who's Rahbar? Rahbar is the velayat of faqih of a system that is placed in order to pave the ground for someone that all prophets, all imams are waiting for his reappearance. And you are here. I'm just going to warn you at the end, because yes, mashallah, mashallah, you came so far. You have to think what your fathers and grandfathers and your ancestors did that you are here today. You came so far to be here in this era, but you have to be careful. Usually the lecturer, when they come to the member and they recite this beautiful ayah, they focus on the first part. What the beautiful ayah you heard, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful, we multiply, we give you more. But look at the next phrase, wa la in kafartum inna azabi la shadid. What is this shukr? We look at the siyaq, right? We look at the context. Is it the food? If you're not grateful about the food, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be la'azabi la-shadid. Is it the car? Is it the house? Is it a wife? Is it the children? And the azabi la-shadid, if you are not grateful? No. Is the blessing that all good people, all righteous people, all awliyaullah, imams, they shed their blood in order that this blessing get to your hand. This blessing, if you are shakartum la azidannakum, and you've been grateful that you are here, but if you are kafartum inna la azabi la shadid, if you ignore, if you not be grateful about this blessing, inna azabi la shadid. So what is our mission? You understood what is our mission? Is it anything that we have to, anything then we have to support, help, and filling the gaps of the system of Velayat al-Faqih, helping the Wali in order to pave the ground for reappearance of Mahdi, Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajul Sharif? Or is it we came to Qom in order to have a career, in order to become a good speaker, good mullah, everybody respect us and make a living? We have to be careful. The secular system of the West, the secular shaitani system, has indoctrinated in our thought, in our mind, to look at the life like this. Oh, what is my future? How is going to be my job? How is going to be my house, wife, children? All these things. But when it comes to a battle, when it comes to a battlefield in the front of shaitan, when it comes to the era that Wali Faqih is there, when it comes to the point that we have the love of Ali, we have the love of Ahlul Bayt, we have all these blessings, is there any more room to think about myself? Is there any more room in order to think about my career and, oh, what kind of job I'm going to have, how is going to be my future, or I have to do this? No. If you saw a gap, if you saw an empty place that you could fill it up, you could help, jump in and be jihadi. Be someone that accept struggle, have resistance. Do not back up, because unfortunately in the Day of Judgment, that we call it the Yawmul Hasra. One of the name of the Day of Judgment is Qiyamah. Another name is Yawmul Hasra. The fire of regretting, of not benefiting from the opportunities that has been given us. What kind of opportunity? Again, I'm repeating. The blessing that all these blood were sacrificed in order you to be to have access of this blessing, of this love, of this place to be in Qom, in the city of the school of Ahlul Bayt, to have access to all knowledge that you need, and you do not fulfill your mission, and you think about your own future and your own career, your own comfort, your bank account. إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And come back to the first ayah, the ayah that I recite in the beginning of my lecture. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون. And warn them, O Muhammad, of the day of regret, when the matter will be concluded, and yet they are in a state of heedlessness, and they do not believe. Surah Maryam, verse number 39. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to not become among the ghafileen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of our Imam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to take step towards helping the Wali of our time, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in order to pave the ground of the reappearance of our Imam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this majlis from us, and also from everyone that helped for this majlis. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strain the bond between our hearts of the people of this community, and inshallah if we work together, and there is a love between us, we could take much bigger step in order to help the value of the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the rewards of this majlis to our loved ones and dear ones that are passed away, and especially the shuhada of Inqilab, the shuhada of Islam, the Imam of Inqilab, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, and all the scholars that they dedicated their life in order for us today to have this opportunity to be among the awliyaullah. Bin Nabi wa alih, rahimallahu man yaqra'u fatihata ma'as salawat.